Yeah, and everything that Chris just mentioned right there, and baseball decided that today was the day that they were going to start making all of their deals.
I'll tell you what, they're kind of, you know, moving some stories to the side.
And we buried the lead yet again. Thursday Night Football will be starring Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, Kaylee Hartung, yep, Travis Rogers, and Alan Sewa.
Not a big deal. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, some people, they work their whole life for that opportunity. Yeah. We stroll in, get a text from Amanda on a Sunday. It's like, yeah, we'll be there.
And I'm just going to come in, shoot a little open for Thursday Night Football.
Fine.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So,
you're stars, guys.
Make sure that you're in your seat, ready to watch the opening.
No idea what I signed in the morning, by the way.
It was the Social Security number and your bank accounts.
I asked the girl. I said, "What kind of interest rate am I getting?" I don't know if she understood it.
Yeah,
I thought
and
it
she
was.
She had a great laugh. I'm sure she loved that joke.
It was. Yeah. Make sure that you're watching Thursday Night Football. The opening. Slee and I
hope it wasn't an NDA.
May or may not be involved in that. We could end up on the cutting room floor. Let's be honest. There's a non-zero chance that you actually never see
it's
hear
like
our
that
voices.
Episode of Friends where they all get together to watch Joey on the soap opera or whatever, and then he's not on it at all. And yeah, they're like, "Oh, yeah, you're great."
It could be that. I'm not writing it off. Trey Turner has signed a deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, reportedly 11 years, $300 million, a full no trade clause. Congratulations to him. It opens up a hole in the Dodger lineup. It opens up a hole in the Dodger defense. Inslee,
man, he was
threw it
so
out
good.
There. He's fantastic.
He was so good for that window with the Dodgers. And that's not me taking anything with Nationals, but obviously we're seeing him every day with the Dodgers. He's so good.
It's a great point. He's one of those guys, the more you see him, the more you like him. That Mookie was a lot like that too. That you knew Mookie's an MVP, so you knew he's a great player. But you're like, wait, this guy's that good? Then I think Trey Turner.
You pointed it out. Remember, listen, that trade, the Scherzer deal, yeah, and it was – guys, they also got Trey Turner, and you were emphasizing that. They also got Trey Turner. He obviously turned out to be everything as advertised.
All right, so let's read a couple of these tweets about that. This is from Kobe Forever. It says, "I love Trey and his play, but it never felt like he loved being here in L.A. Always felt like he was just a guy here because he had to be. That kind of attitude isn't something I wanted in the locker room for 11 years anyway. Find someone who loves L.A." Couldn't disagree more.
First of all, the dude delivered every single night.
Yes. And by the way, by almost universal consensus, was popular in the clubhouse. That people liked it. I have not heard a whisper anything other than he was a great. He's not an LA guy. That doesn't mean he didn't play his ass off. It means that he would rather live in the East Coast, that his family is from the East Coast. That's where he'd rather be. He got 11 years, Slee, no trade.
Okay.
$300 million.
On top of that, you know, you only get so many opportunities in free agency to decide where you're going to go. Look, he wasn't playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yep.
He was playing for the class of Major League Baseball right now, the Dodgers. So that's probably more of a family decision. At the same time, he's going to an organization that was just in the World Series, so it's not like he's going to a bum squad. He went and got 11 years, $300 million. But that's a big-time loss. And how the Dodgers replace him is the question now.
Paris tweets, "Whatever." No, dude, it's not a whatever. He's this is not a whatever. He's going somewhere else.
Come on, Dodger fans. Come on.
It's not that. Rel Dog says, "I knew it was coming, but it still sucks." It's kind of where I am on all of this, which brings us to the next part. Okay, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think where you go from here, and again, Slee, you saw my reaction when we did. I think it's Carlos Correa. When we brought this up, a year ago, that Carlos Correa may be available, that would Dodger fans ever get over it? And it was 99.9% no. I'm looking at the phone calls right now, and it's flipped. Just about everybody that's in on this is like, dude, get over it. Let's move forward. Let's go get Carlos Correa. And I think that's where most Dodger fans will land. Even the ones that hate the idea now,
yeah,
if he plays like Carlos Correa,
yeah,
you'll get over it eventually.
Okay, help me understand this one. He is, of all the faces of the Houston Astros, he's one of the faces that Dodger fans despise most.
Him, okay? Altuve, Bregman. Those are the three.
Those are the three. If I had to look back, we had a tweet, was it Raider Rubin, I think you were saying, about the why you guys not mention, why don't the Dodgers get a free pass on this when they won their World Series? The biggest thing missing for the Dodgers in the last 10 years is one World Series. That World Series should have came in 2017. And if every Dodger fan is going to be all upset and how could this have happened, This is, like you said, the three faces that stand out the most from the Houston Astros, and everybody a year ago saying, oh my God, absolutely not. I mean, I got to be honest with you. If all of a sudden everybody's calling in and saying they're okay with it, that's pretty much, okay, then why make that argument 6 months ago, 3 months ago? You don't even have to go back a year ago. To literally, if we'd have took a poll 3 months ago and you said, do you want Carlos Correa a part of your organization? 90% are going to say no.
I think that's about right.
And today, if you take that same poll, what do you think it is?
50-50.
50-50. I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That changed quick.
And we haven't even gotten there yet. And all of a sudden, all he needs to do is get a couple of big hits, win a playoff game, and it'll change even quicker than that. Let's go to Downey and Jason. Jason, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
So I've always said, you know, Trav, you said it's all the principal. Principals do not win World Series, okay?
Yep.
We obviously let, you know, Trey go, right, to do so. But with no one in line, if Andrew Friedman has him as the next best player, you get him, okay? And to think about, oh, Dodger fans never accept him or the Dodgers never accept him, Kershaw is probably going to be the only one left on the team. So if he's okay with it and he knows that that might be his best chance of getting one last ring before he retires, let's go for it, guys.
Knowing that's the one guy that also helps you lose that ring.
Look, thank you, Jason. This could go one of two ways. If, in fact, the Dodgers get Carlos Correa, and according to Bob Nightingale, they are the team that is most likely to get him at this point,
mm-hmm.
for whatever that's worth. It's not Ken Rosenthal, Al. It's Bob Nightingale. So you can figure that one out as you see fit.
Sure.
It could be that thing. What have I been talking about that the Dodgers need going into this next season? What have I said?
A little edge.
A little something that makes everybody a little uncomfortable. A little something that's like, I'm not quite sure if I like this or not. I don't know. He might be exactly that. And, oh, by the way, he's a great player. It could also torpedo the clubhouse. It could also be one of those things that Dodger fans do not embrace him, that every time he comes up, he either gets a booed or people are very indifferent towards him.
Or he's struggling and everyone churns on him.
That would be a disaster too. So there is risk involved, but the upside is he's the best guy available for the job. And like he said, I don't want it right up until I start thinking about who's the best option and he's the best option, and I'll get over it.
I don't think the Dodgers are a desperate organization. I don't think the Dodgers have a lack of talent. I know Dodgers just lost Trey Turner. I don't want to make it sound like they lost one of the key pieces to that franchise and that organization. So I don't want to get it twisted here.
They could be. When you said that, there could be three starters that
Tyler Anderson.
No. I'm just talking non-pitchers, just mm-hmm. straight up position players. Bellinger is gone. Mm-hmm. Justin Turner may or may not be gone. And Trey Turner is gone. Mm-hmm. Those are not just three guys. Those are three real guys.
I don't look at the Dodgers as a franchise that's lacking talent.
No.
I don't look at the Dodgers. I really do look at them. They are the class of Major League Baseball. It doesn't mean you got to do – would it hurt to do something a little different every once in a while? No, it's probably good for them to try something a little different because they do not have two or three World Series that they've cashed in. It's just kind of funny to me that – I mean, if I'm a Dodger fan, I have a very difficult time saying Carlos Correa – we have absolutely hated you for X amount of years. We've pointed the finger at you and Altuve and, you know, just these few guys. There was a lot more people that are on those team, but those three guys stick out the most. And to just say, you know what, Trey Turner went and signed. Why don't you come on in, open the door. That sounds, I don't know if inauthentic is the right way to put it, but it sounds a little dirty to me.
It is dirty. It's 100% dirty, but what it is it's also pretty pragmatic. Right, that hold on. The reason we could hate him the way that we did is because I got a guy that's just as good, if not better. It's really easy. Now all of a sudden you have the thing that I need, and I don't have to be your best buddy. I just need you to go to bat five times a night. I need you to catch the balls that are hit to you at shortstop. And I don't care if you ride in a cab home by yourself and you 24 guys go to dinner over there and they tell you to go get bent and you go home and eat pizza by yourself. What do I care? I want to win. And it is dirty, and it is inauthentic. But at some point, we've done it this way for so long. Maybe a little hatred is what you need to get this thing over the top.
But doing it one way for so long and saying you're going to go against the grain, you're going to do something a little bit different, that would have been going and overpaying for Verlander.
They don't do that. They don't do that. They have their budgets, and they stick to them. By the way, I would have loved to have had Verlander here. that was the price, $43 million a year for a 40-year-old. I know he just won the Cy Young. He was brilliant, but that feels...
What did Scherzer get last year?
It's almost identical. The AAV is almost identical. He got an extra year. Yeah, and he's, I think, a year or two younger.
How was you know, Taylor being a Minnesota Twins fan? Makes sense. Twins, Kings. Everybody knows. Those two.
Vikings.
And Vikings. So all those go together. How was Correa last year? How was Correa? Like, when you watch games, not just his personal performance, but like, what was the vibe? They go on the road. They go to different places. What was the vibe with him?
So I saw one road game in San Diego, and he got, I mean, they booed the hell out of him. They hate him.
In San Diego.
Yeah.
Pretty mellow group of people.
Twins fans are happy to have him.
They did not get ripped off by him directly.
There's no connection between the Padres and Correa. It's just that, you're one of those guys from that 2017
team. Go win the World Series. Let's hold our nose.
What better way to make up for his sins, though, by giving the Dodgers a World Series win?
Yes, redemption.
Come on.
Yes, let's go. I love that. I'm stealing that. Redemption 2023.
All I heard from every Dodger fan this past season was...
Yeah, that's before redemption, Slee.
If the Dodgers don't win it, just make sure it's not the Astros.
Yeah, well, that already happened. So we got to turn the page on that. And he wasn't there. It's time for him to get his second World Series, and let's do it in Dodger blue. Can't do it fast enough. All right, Anthony Davis, MVP run. Should I start buying it, Slee? It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, your chance at $1 million. Plus, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see the Rams and the Broncos on Christmas Day. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victor. I'm calling from Camarillo.
All right, Victor in Camarillo. What's your last name, Victor?
Martinez.
Victor Martinez in Camarillo. You know how it works. I need a Super Bowl prediction, both the teams and the score. Who do you got?
I've got the 49ers. Beating the Chiefs 30-24.
49ers beating the Chiefs 30-24. Good luck to you, Victor Martinez in Camarillo. Not going to lie, Slee.
Yeah, a little surprise.
A little surprise with the 49er call right there with Jimmy G getting knocked out for the season. They'll be on their – Mr. Irrelevant is their starting quarterback
Baker
right
Mayfield?
Now. Brock Purdy is their quarterback as of today. Could be Baker soon enough.
Yeah, I don't know if I take the Niners in that one. You got Philly playing the way they are.
Jimmy
Cowboys.
G doesn't get hurt. You take the Niners, right?
But that changes everything.
Yeah,
changes everything.
Did you see Jimmy G get hurt?
Yeah,
that looked bad.
Awful.
That was one of those. Oh God, awful. You just saw it kind of not to be gross, but kind of flop
awful.
Back and forth. That's
awful.
One of those bad deals. Do you go get Baker? If you're the Niners, do you at least kick the tires on him? He was the number one pick in the draft not that long ago. Brock Purdy was literally Mr. Irrelevant in the last draft. First guy picked, last guy picked. I know Baker's been terribly underwhelming, but you got to imagine the raw material is better than what you have with Purdy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is going to be, will the coaching staff be able to change him? He brings a certain vibe to the team, too. You know, I feel like some of the attention that he gets
Bergman
has
said
a,
that this morning.
Kind
I don't
of a
get
negative
a negative
connotation.
Vibe. Why do you say that? Because I don't get that.
It could be the coverage of him. Could be how, you know, obviously his time in Cleveland, you have ups, you have moments where you think, okay, hey, this guy is doing something, and then it just kind of comes crashing down. I don't know, maybe it's just the perception. It's not like I'm sitting here watching Baker Mayfield every weekend, but I feel like he does kind of come with a negative attention.
But I think
attention.
It's because he gets a lot of commercials and he's not very good. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad teammate. I've never gotten the sense that people dislike being around him.
What were the commercials? What insurance company?
Progressive.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Good commercials.
Yeah.
good ads. He did a good job.
He's in the Heisman House. He's really good in those. Right. He's
a spicy guy. So if you're not, if you're his rival, he will try to get at you.
Yeah.
He did the whole planting your flag in the middle of the field when he was a college student. There's he has some spice to him. Let's just say that.
He's
not that good. And he's kind of tiny.
That's the problem. The problem is the not good is the issue.
Is the key part for
you can do all that if you're good.
If he backs it up.
Let's get back to what we were talking about a second ago. We'll get more of your Dodger calls coming up here in a bit. But one of Emily's factor caps was crashing weddings. Here is a wedding DJ, Brandon in Orange County. Brandon, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, so I'm a DJ out in Orange County. I actually grew up right by you, Trav, in Laguna Niguel.
Nice.
There we go, air horn. And so there's this one venue, right on the beach down in San Clemente, and I DJ there regularly, and every time there's been a wedding crasher, I don't know why, they just decide to go right in front of the DJ, and so then the security doesn't know, and I have to basically be the one to kick them out. I'm just staring at them you guys?
Dude, how do you identify
narc?
The crashers.
You can just tell that they're looking around, kind of talking to each other, hoping they don't get caught. I can kind of notice. I'm like, these people don't look like they're supposed to be here.
Why do you kick them out, Brandon? Just let them have a few beers and keep it moving.
I don't know. I don't usually kick them out. I'll just pass the word along. Hey, I don't think these people belong, and I just go back to mixing. But I don't know. I think if it was my wedding,
first cousin, he gets
sometimes
kicked
if
out.
People don't look fun, you kick them out.
Appreciate the phone call, Brandon. Thanks a bunch. Yeah, I'd let it go. As long as you're not being a knucklehead,
yeah.
As long as you're not picking fights or slamming into the bride on the dance floor.
I mean, for all I know, maybe that's part of the job of, I literally have no idea. Do they say, hey, if you find, if there's some people hanging out that shouldn't be here, they got to go?
He's just trying to get in good graces with the wedding party.
He's DJ'd weddings. Would you kick anybody out?
Never do that.
Yeah.
Because Taylor's not a narc.
Yeah. Taylor name calling people was awesome. Narc, you stupid narc.
But it's I don't know, at the wedding usually the bride and groom probably don't know personally every single person there too, or it's like your mom's friend's sister kind of thing.
Guys, let me just tell you that when it is your wedding day, it is a whirlwind of people, and you recognize less than half of them. That it is what you just described.
Sure.
You're just getting through. Hey, good to see you. Hey, your best friend from college, sure, you're going to remember him. Your brother's wife, you're going to remember her. But everybody else that's not immediately family, I don't know who those people are. You could mix in for days. I'm going to go through the buffet line twice.
Not getting into that wedding.
Let's try another one here. Let's go to Long Beach and Johnny. Johnny, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
Hey, just Trav, Slee, appreciate being able to call in. Slee, I love that you came to the dark side. Ain't no other diehard fans like Raider fans.
Just keep beating the Chargers. That's all I want to see. Just keep taking down the Chargers.
We got you. But I just wanted to chime in on Trey leaving. I'm just worried about the culture impact. I mean, we had Murderers Row, and he still left. And if they bring in Correa, I mean, what does that say to the rest of the league? It's like the West Coast evil empire gets even more evil. And I got a bunch of buddies that are fans of other teams, and they're already annoyed with us.
I was going to say, Johnny, let me ask you this. Are the Dodgers not that already?
Well, I mean, I always tell them that, we got the best of both worlds. We got all the money in the world, and we have the best farm system. So, sorry about it.
And they're organized. Well, they know what they're doing,
but,
and they're running it cleanly.
That's all true. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Appreciate that. You're right, but they went out and bought Mookie Betts or traded for him and then paid him $1 trillion.
Paid half of David Price's contract in the process.
Absolutely. They went out and picked up Freddie Freeman. Mm-hmm. They've gone out and got Max Scherzer. They went out and got Trey Turner. They are what he's describing. It's just that the back half of the team, or I shouldn't even say the back half, the other half of the team is homegrown. They have this perfect mix, but this is nothing new where they go out and say, who's the best? Okay, we'll take him.
Could it be... And I don't even know if I believe what I'm about to say, but could it be that they're not the evil empire because they're not winning every
year? Of course. Yeah, no, that's exactly why.
But you still can be that because, what you're saying, I mean, listen, if you're a team in the NL And I'll use last year as an example. When Freddie Freeman signed with the Dodgers, I'm like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's the last team that needs Freddie Freeman. He's signing with the freaking Dodgers. How does any team compete with the Dodgers? You can still have that, and they don't cash it in. And, you know, I think at the same time, it's like, all right, you could be the evil team that's still not cashing in every championship.
I keep going back to what Taylor said a second ago, and it not only is it a convenient way to kind of make yourself feel good about it, but there's some element of truth in it, which could be, listen, this is me making the universe right. I'm going to help put you over the top. I'm going to get one, air quote, legitimately on my own. That instead of being the guy that walks around pretending like it never happened or, you know, sticking your middle finger in the air, what's going on, that, hey, this has bothered me. I feel terrible about what happened. I think that the best way to make it right for everybody would be for me to help you and for you to help me. Let's go both win the World Series together. That redemption that you're talking about,
Taylor.
Yeah,
you want him to atone. This is his penance.
It's not crazy. I don't know how sincere it would be, but it's not a crazy sales pitch.
Sincere would be, I got one team offering me X amount of dollars, X amount of years, but I'm going to take less money to play with the Dodgers. That's what sincere would be. Of course it's not going to happen, so it's not going to be sincere.
Well, who knows? It's a good sales pitch. If he came in, they announced that they signed Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
And the very first question that he will get is, hey, what about that whole Astro stuff? What about that? Does everybody hate your guts?
You know who else is going to get that question? Every player in that clubhouse.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But if the answer is, listen, I haven't had a good night's sleep since it happened. It's eaten me up inside. And I think that
a good night's sleep.
Look, I'm just saying.
It is eating me up inside.
Just saying. It'll work.
Can I tell you this?
It'll work because sports fans don't care about the sincerity.
If the Dodgers sign Carlos Correa, I want you to never complain about the Astros again in 2017.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I get to do whatever I want.
For as much as Dodger fans have complained about the Astros in 2017,
you're leaving out the most important
part. And then are opening the door for one of the faces of the 2017 squad that cheated, opening it up saying, come right on in, buddy.
You're leaving out one. You're 98% of the way there.
What is it?
You're leaving out the most important part. It's got to win. If they lose in the World Series again, hell yes, I'm complaining. If they win the World Series, done deal. If the Dodgers use Carlos Correa to get that World Series,
You still believe in the baseball gods after the Astros winning the World Series. You're always going to have faith on that baseball god.
You're a man of faith, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you only believe it when the good things happen?
No, you can't do it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
The difference is the Dodgers won 111 games.
What's the difference? A bad thing happened.
Lost in the first round.
Yeah.
And the Astros won a World Series to help them kind of take a little bit of that taste out in 2017. Listen, you believe what you believe in. What I'm telling you is that you'll always believe in the baseball gods.
Yes.
If that scenario broke out, then you will always believe in
them. I'm a true believer, yeah. I don't understand why you're trying to shake my faith. The gods are mean, they're vengeful, they do bad things more often than not, but occasionally they'll give you one.
Sometimes people are completely into their faith. And they need to step away for a little bit.
Not me.
I think you got to step away from your faith a little bit.
I'm going to start going around here with a collection plate and make you throw baseball cards in it. That's how we fund the church of the baseball god church. It's 1978 tops thrown into the collection plate. That's how. And I'm going to. What's the thing that you swing back and forth with the smoke? What's that called? Because mine's
incense.
But the actual apparatus. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what the actual apparatus is, but
yeah,
right.
One of those, and it'll shoot like Cracker Jacks out the side. And that's how we'll do it. By the way, that's a good church. I'd go have an organ
instead of a beer. Instead of holy water, it's beer. Just it's like
beer and nachos instead of water and wine and bread.
They're just selling peanuts at 15 minutes into the mass.
We'll have vendors. Yes, so we can wear your hat. Everything about it is a good deal.
Might be coming.
AD MVP. Believe it. It's coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I figured it out, Slee. Carlos Correa, fine, whatever. What they should just do is pull the trigger and get a deal done for Ohtani. Just like the baseball news is popping. Let's just get Ohtani in Dodger blue. And you got an anchor for your rotation. You've got a DH that's going to hit 50 home runs. Problem solved.
Are you surprised we've heard nothing about any of the Angels ownership, guys interested or groups interested?
No, because sometimes that stuff, I wouldn't be surprised. Have we heard it?
You think it just drops when it happens?
It might. Sometimes you'll hear all the rumblings that this guy's in. You know, like when the Clippers went for sale, there was, you know, a bidding war publicly, basically.
And everyone knew. Yeah.
And everyone knew. But sometimes it's just, oh, sold. You just, you never really know. It kind of goes both ways.
It's not in my crystal ball, guys. If you're going to ask me, you got to ask me. And I can do all these prophecies for you. I can do some palm readings. Every Thursday, I think for maybe $5, I'll do a palm reading for you.
That's not a bad deal. It's like your own version of Cameo.
Yep, exactly.
You should get the thing that wraps around your head like Miss Cleo.
Yes, I should get that. Also, I have
she's one of the studios for like a fortune teller. We'll set the whole thing up.
I have the answer for what you were asking was you know, the incense chain thing,
the apparatus.
Yes, it's called a thribble. Thribble is a metal sensor suspended from chains in which incense is burned during worship services. It is used in Christian churches, including the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah,
I should have brought that
in my church.
They should bring that in during Dodger games this year.
When Dave inning. Goes out to do pitching changes, the thing, swing it back and forth to see if they can get a little good luck along the
That's
way.
Awesome.
The Church of Baseball. Why not? Let's make it happen. So AD's just the best player in the league? They're just going to sit here and that's normal now? Because he is, at least for the last 3 weeks, Al. There hasn't been anybody in the league that's been better than Anthony Davis. And not just great play,
yeah,
incredibly exciting and fun to watch, which for me is the best part of it. It's just really fun to turn on a Laker game for the first time in a very long time.
So let me do this, and I know there's a couple ways to do this. I just want to spend a quick second talking about the Lakers weekend, and then Anthony Davis will be the foundation of it. All right, so they go into Milwaukee on Friday night. Friday night they went to Milwaukee, put up 133 against the Bucks. By the way, Giannis had 40. Jrue Holiday had 28. Chris Middleton came back, and it's going to take a second for him to come back. But he came back. He was good, 17-7 for him. But the Lakers walked into Milwaukee and got a win, and Anthony Davis was the best player on the floor. He had 44 points, 10 rebounds, 3 block shots. 44.
And not because Giannis wasn't there or didn't play well. It's he outplayed Giannis.
Outplayed Giannis
really well.
If when the game ended, you said, all right, guys, pick one player tonight, just tonight, who was the best player on the floor? It was Anthony Davis.
Sure.
All right, then there's a game last night or yesterday afternoon. Lakers go up against the Washington Wizards. The Wizards are not a good team. They think they've lost 6 of 7. Bradley Beal played 3 minutes, hurt his hamstring, was out the rest of the game. So let's you know, I'm not going to try to pretend like that was a big win for the Lakers. AD had 55-17. AD had 55-17 coming off the 44 and whatever it was against the Milwaukee Bucks. These 8 games that the Lakers have won in the last 10, he's averaged, I think, 35-15 over that stretch of 10 games. It's not a coincidence that the Lakers have won 8 of their last 10 games, and Anthony Davis has done this. You know, you keep asking the question of, okay, well, is this it? Is this Anthony Davis? Are we getting to what Laker fans and what the front office had thought was going to start happening 2 years ago after they won the championship of?
During the championship season. He was terrific.
He was terrific there, but at some point it was, okay, AD's going to take over the franchise,
sure,
right? Hasn't happened. He's played basically half the games the last 2 years. I don't know how many games you need to see to say, hey, this is the Anthony Davis version that you were supposed to get. It's a little bit late, but he's 29 years old. Here he is. This is what you could expect on a night-in-night-out basis. Not 55 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you can expect numbers like Giannis has given the Bucks. You could expect numbers like Jokic has given the Denver, like Embiid's giving. That's all you're asking for is be in the conversation with those three guys. I don't know if you need 20 games, 40 games, 50 games, but I know over the last 10 games he's been the best player in the NBA.
More than 10 is the answer. I can't tell you what the high side of it is, but I just keep waiting for what I've seen previously to happen again. It's the exact same thing we saw in reverse, right? That when Anthony Davis showed up and teamed up with LeBron James, you looked at that duo and you're like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. And it was. And they won a championship. And
you
didn't
care what you gave up. You didn't care about pick swaps. You didn't care about any of that stuff.
And then the next season happens. You're like, okay, it's a short year. It's post-COVID. They didn't get enough offseason.
And AD got hurt.
And he got hurt. You're like, he'll be all right. And then another year goes by. Like, well, that wasn't any. That actually was arguably worse than what we saw the year before. And you just see enough of those in a row. And then this season starts, and he's walking around like the Tin Man. He doesn't look smooth.
The Lakers are 2-10.
They're 2-10. You're like, I can't believe it. It's over. So that you've gotten 10 games in a row, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, where he's been on a level with those guys, it's incredibly exciting. I'm just going to temper my enthusiasm for it for a minute. Not that I'm not digging it, but let's see it again. Show me again. Show me again. Show me again. Because it's been 2 years since I've seen it on a regular basis.
So I really, really enjoyed that Friday night game. Trav, it took me by shock, by surprise.
I think everybody was.
I don't think anybody was sitting back saying they're going to go to Milwaukee and beat the Bucks. They're on this six-game road trip. Yeah.
Not like that.
As in they delivered. As in the Bucks were good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're on this six-game road trip. They got matchups in the month of December. I think all we really got to do is get through December to really see what this team is and what Anthony Davis is. Because you go look at that schedule, whether it's these two games coming up next, which is the Cavs and the Raptors back-to-back. Then you got Philly and Embiid, right? You still got Boston this month. You got Denver this month. Those are two games that are going to be at home. You still got at Dallas. You still got at Phoenix. You still got at Sacramento. You still got at Miami. There's another game later in the schedule, too. I think it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
They got real games against real opponents. So is it a one-off or is it – no. This is – Darvin Ham needed a second to get these guys. These guys needed a second to work together. Russ needed to come off the bench. Lonnie Walker needed to know his role. Austin Reeves needed to – all that stuff maybe just needed a second to develop. Go look at the Western Conference standings. Taylor was mentioning this. A lot of teams with 11, 12 losses. Lakers have 12. I'm not saying you just look at the record.
Yeah.
But they're not out of the mix of where a lot of these other teams are in the West.
I'll be honest. It has a lot more to do for me with the big picture than the micro. That they've been good for 2 weeks, that they're kind of in the mix in the West right now. Because it's weird. They're only 5.5 games out of the top spot, but I think they're still in like 12th place.
You're right.
It's a weird deal. Yeah. And again, they've only played 20-some-odd games, so there's a lot to go. But I'm far less interested in that and more interested in what does this mean for the next month or two? Does it mean that you're more likely to make a deal? Less? Do you hold on because you're winning games? Like, now we can't get rid of Russ. We got to hold on to him. Or is now actually the time to do it where you're dealing with a little bit of a position of strength? The conversation about trading Anthony Davis, if you're in that camp, now's the time to really go out there and see what you can get because he's playing so well. It just opens up so many different options for you. Never mind whatever happens for the rest of December in this season.
Yeah.
It changes what you do in free agency. Mm-hmm. It changes what you do as far as making a deal both for the short term and the long term. They're in a totally different place today than they were 2 years ago for no other reason because Anthony Davis is looking like himself again. It's changed everything about the franchise in 3 weeks.
Well, I love how, too, pretty much every conversation you hear from Darvin Ham, and you're starting to hear from the players, I want to continue to see action on this, but they keep saying, yeah, you know, we're nothing without AD. We got to run everything through Anthony Davis. You want their actions to speak louder than their words, but at least over these last 10 games, it's AD, take us to the promised land. And Bron still has had some good games in the mix. I think I mentioned Russ in the last two games has 26 assists.
Mm-hmm.
So Russ is getting him the ball as well. They're obviously feeding everything through AD.
It works pretty well right now. Let's see if they can do it a couple more times. Jolly Bean Bryant has this. I'm getting people. What is it when you get people to come to your church? What is that called? I don't know the terminology.
Evangelizing?
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Taylor. I've got Jolly Bean Bryant. He's in. In this baseball church, you can see if that hungover 6'5", 300-pound man who got lit with his son after a Laker win is available to be your organist. See, it's coming together. He'd be the perfect organist.
Do you know location-wise, what area are you thinking?
This is the best part.
You don't need a...
No. Just wherever you want to be. Brick and mortar. Just wherever you want. I'll do it online. I'll do it from my garage. I'll throw baseball cards in the air, and it'll be a see. This is when you come
church
in.
Church is not a building.
It should be right out of Dodger Stadium.
What's the thing they do where they say you know, say hi to the people around you? What's that with, you know, at the, near the end
passing
of the service?
Passing of the peace.
Passing of the peace. That's it, yeah. Right? You, peace be with you. Nice yep. to see you. See,
we can do that in Zoom.
Do it in Zoom. Do it in
Go Dodgers.
FaceTime,
go
whatever
Dodgers.
It is. Peace right? Go you. Dodgers. Peace be with you. I stand for the RBIs and game winning.
It's always
hits.
Weird. By the way, when they do that, there is a, like, I always feel like everyone churns the same way. So I churn, let's say, to my right, but yeah. then they churn to their right. And
perfect.
I'm like, okay, wait, I can't say peace be with you to you. So then by the time I turn to my left, they already did their right. So now they're turning over to their left. So I'm just turning around left and right.
So I try to typically flank myself with family members on both sides so I can just kind of give them a little bit.
Yeah.
The only one that I'm contractually obligated to interact with is the guy right in front of me, because if he turns around, I can't pretend he's not there. But I don't have to turn around to the guy behind me. And if I got dad over here and brother over here,
you
I'm
should
covered.
Time it. Every time he turns around, you should turn around.
I've also always gone with the peace sign instead of actually shaking someone's hand, because I feel like that's a little weird. It tends to be clammy and gross, so I just go peace sign.
Yeah, touching strangers is weird. I agree with you.
Not everyone's gonna have a clammy hand. She said it's clammy and gross.
More on her. Like if we could bump elbows, I'm cool with that. Peace be with you. Go Dodgers. Little elbow bump along the way. The dump coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Deion Sanders is the new head football coach at the University of Colorado. I think it's a great hire for Colorado. I think that Deion Sanders could be incredibly interesting. A little bit surprised, Slee, that Deion decided to take the job. I thought that the job that he's done at Jackson State
yeah.
would have allowed him to jump further up the ladder.
Bigger
and not have to go to the worst school in the Pac-12.
I'm with you. It's intriguing. It's fascinating, you know, listening to his speech, too, when he gets on campus and he's – You gonna play some of it?
Yeah, I have some of it. So this is him addressing his team, right? Mm-hmm. That they're in the team meeting room, looks kind of like a movie theater. And Coach Prime, which by the way, real quick,
come on,
when they had the introductory press conference, mm-hmm. the little plaque in front of his name didn't say Deion Sanders, didn't say Coach Sanders, it didn't say Mr. Sanders.
Coach Prime.
Just absolutely baller. Loved everything about it. But if you are a member of the Colorado football team, Al, how do you feel about this? It's not playing trailer. You want to try to play it from in there? Should I try it again? Let's see what we got.
I got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're going to get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart. Say that, smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Okay. That is amazing to me. He walks in, new job, new head coach, and your message is the mess that you guys have been putting out on that field for a while, we're done with that. And if you don't want to be a part of this, there's the portal. Go ahead, because I got bags and they're Louis. It's an amazing flex. I loved it. Every part about that was terrific to
me. Why do you think Colorado? Because I think everything you just said right now, if he's having that conversation with a middle-of-the-pack Pac-12 school, if he's having that conversation with a middle-of-pack Big 10 school or Big 12 school, it's still going to work, right?
Oh, sure.
Right, so I'm with you on the Colorado one surprises me, and him telling the students that are there who are representing
beat it.
Colorado football, there's a good chance you guys should go somewhere else. Hurry up and do it, because I'm going to bring some guys in here that's going to change things. And by the way, that's what's happened in college football. You're now able to do that. There's nothing you said that you're not wrong. The flex, the Coach Prime, I'm in. I mean, I had zero interest in Colorado football before. It is very fascinating
to me
today. Well,
I think what's so cool about it, too, is if I'm a player at Colorado, I'm fired up for that.
Of course you are.
I can't wait to play for a guy like that. This program has been just dreadful, like he said.
It's been irrelevant, yeah.
20 years, and you're instantly relevant because Coach Prime is standing there on the sidelines. He's feeling really good about himself. And the question as to why did he take the job, I don't know, but he knows. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell that they don't have a ton of local recruiting base. Mm-hmm. They don't have a ton of history that's relevant to any of the kids that are coming in right now.
Can I throw this
but
out there?
Deion knows what he knows, and he took the job, so he must know something.
Do you think he thinks that the Pac-12 is wide open once SC leaves? Do you think he thinks that the chances of, let's say, SC UCLA leave? And I'm not – maybe other schools follow. Maybe they go somewhere else. Does he think, hey, if there's ever been an opportunity in this conference, maybe you got SC that's going to be out the door. I can make some noise in a conference with Utah there, with Oregon there, with some of these other schools. That's a tall feat. We saw how good Utah is. Oregon has been a consistent school over the years. But I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Maybe a little bit. But I just – it's not like they've been floating around the middle tier. They're at the very bottom. So
they own the bottom.
Even if SC and UCLA bounce, you still have Utah. You still have Oregon. You still have Washington. You still have teams like Arizona and Arizona State that are just – you know, they're better set up for success immediately than a place like Colorado, but that he's into it and that he threatened everybody on the opening day, I absolutely love that. Jacob deGrom is a member of the Texas Rangers, 5 years, $185 million. And look, I would have loved to have seen deGrom in a Dodger uniform.
Of course.
But at that price for that term, that seems insane to me with a guy that has his history of arm problems. Just seems nuts. $37 million for 5 years.
Does it not fall on the line of paying what they paid for Corey Seager? Certain franchises are going to have to overpay. Period. There's no other way to put it. If you want to go,
you know why they do?
Because
they do stuff like this.
Well, and they have to overpay because they're just not an attractive destination. Let me attract you with the dollars.
That's, I get it, but the problem is the reason they're not an attractive destination is because they keep doing things like
this. Or the reason
like
they're not good is because they keep doing things like this.
The Tampa Bay Rays don't have any money to spend. They don't do stuff like this, but they're usually pretty good because they've got a functioning organization. The Rangers just keep barfing money.
Would you rather have DeGrom for 5 years, $185, or Verlander for his 2 years?
Verlander.
Because of the 2 years?
The 2 years, and I think the difference between the two of them at their best is negligible. They're both extraordinarily good. How long is
DeGrom? How old is DeGrom?
35. He's younger, but he's constantly hurt.
No, I know.
Verlander's been pretty durable. You know, I know he missed an entire season last year, but he comes back, he wins the Cy Young right away, pitched the whole season, was pretty healthy. I don't think they would you go the other way?
No, I think Verlander is, but I think for it's the terms that make the Verlander thing a lot easier, even though he's 5 years older. So
Goodwill Hunting came out on this day in 1997. Good movie. It was
good.
Was,
one, two, goes.
It's one of those things too. You watch it back again. I'm like, yeah, I really like this. That movie is, what are we going, 25 years old right now? That can't be true. There's no way that movie was made 25 years ago.
Every time we do these, by the way, I'm with you. That you look at it and you're like, no, that can't be.
Fred McGriff is in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are not, but Fred McGriff is going through the crime dog, Slee. He gives this his full endorsement. Do you know what that means? When I say Fred McGriff and I give this my full endorsement, Mace, do you know what that is?
Some commercial.
He did this weird training video for these little leaguers.
Right.
Where he puts on this hat. You could tell they gave him 6 seconds before the camera started.
Okay.
And it looks like hostage footage. He goes, I give this my full endorsement. It's unbelievably awkward. Let's do a little Supercross talk. Woo, 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 woo. There it is. I was waiting for you, Mace. You're back in the saddle.
Yeah, back.
Welcome back.
Back in the building. I am so relieved to be back. It is such
good to see you.
It's such a lame thing to do the show at home.
I hate it.
Because you have no interaction with anybody.
Oh,
I like to be.
Yes.
You like it?
I'm okay with a comrade.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess
I'm okay with the comrade.
Although you're the one that doesn't like neighbors.
No.
So,
but I like being in here with you guys.
Like being here. Exactly.
I like being in here with you. I like being in here with Al and doing the show in person with other human beings and not staring at my computer screen.
By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right. So, Trey Turner, Phillies. What do you think?
Not surprised.
No,
they were the leaders in the clubhouse. Everybody said they were pursuing Trey Turner, and he wanted to go east.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, wanted to be on the East Coast. Phillies getting to be a pretty good team right now. They already went to the World Series. Now they've added Trey Turner. For us, I think they've got a choice now. Do you go big on a shortstop, or do you go with Gavin Lux?
I want them to go find a shortstop. I do not like – I want Gavin Lux as bad in my lineup.
Yes.
I don't want him playing shortstop. Put him in left field, you know, maybe hide him in second base here or there. But I don't love him at short. He did not look comfortable there to my eyes. We threw it out there. We've been talking about this a handful of times over the couple months ago. First of all, Bob Nightingale saying that the Dodgers are at the top of the list, that they're the front runner
for
to get
Carlos Correa.
For Carlos Correa.
He's kind of changing his team here. It feels like some Dodger fans are changing.
We threw it out there again today, Mace, and it was decidedly just go do it.
Okay, so
just
I'll tell you a very weird story. So I sometimes have very vivid dreams. And my dream last night, completely hadn't been thinking about this at all. I was at a party, and Carlos Correa was there. Now, I couldn't, I don't even know exactly what Carlos Correa, but this guy was Carlos Correa.
He was Carlos Correa.
And I had a conversation with him, and he said, I'm looking at the Dodgers. I said, really? He said, I'm leaning towards the Dodgers. And you know what I said? Can I go with this on Twitter? Like, I wanted to go with it right there.
In your dream, you asked for Twitter clearance.
I said, do I have approval to be able to put this out? He said, no.
Then you can put per sources.
Per sources, yes. Right. I should do it now. Per my dream, Carlos Correa.
Per a marijuana-induced hallucination, I'm here to report that Carlos Correa may be considering the Dodgers. Yeah.
You have that legal disclaimer. You could say anything.
I'm with that. I like that. I like that.
You could say anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, Mace.
I really would prefer Xander Bogaerts.
Okay, but can I've kind of already gotten to the point where I'll hold my nose every time he comes to bat. Because he's
I don't believe it.
You have done it a complete about face.
I have. He's pretty good. We need a shortstop. And if he can help him win the World Series, I can get over it.
Damn.
I can get over it. I never thought I'd say that, but I'm getting to the point where – because, look, it's official. Trey Turner's gone.
Right.
I don't like Gavin Lux at short.
Yep.
If you can get a Swanson or a Bogaerts, great. That would be a nice stopgap.
I would say Bogaerts 1, Swanson 2 –
but if I'm yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'm cutting to the
point.
You should stay how you've been.
Yes.
You should. I'm surprised he's leaning over, and I get it. Travis
really
has been beat up. Travis has been beat up for, you know, there's been a number of years where T-Raj is not feeling good.
Yep.
I can see him saying, screw the morals.
Can I try a sales
screw everything I've said in the past.
Try it out.
So I'm part of this is stolen.
Stay
from
strong.
Stay strong.
Taylor Smith.
Yes.
It is the Carlos Correa Redemption Tour. And there's no better way for me to try to right the wrongs that I have done to Dodger fans than by trying to help them win a World Series.
Ooh, whose idea was that?
It was Taylor's.
Taylor.
To come in.
Atone for his sins.
When does the Taylor show air? I want to listen to
that. Once every 2 months.
To come in and say, I haven't had a good night's sleep in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Oh.
And I'm here to tell you the way that I can make it right with Dodger fans, the way that I can make it right with myself is to help them get the World Series that they didn't get in 2017.
Because Correa is going to say he hasn't had a good night's sleep in X amount
of
years.
Right.
Well, look, if you wrote that down for him, if you wrote that as a script, and he read it at the opening press conference, I would say, well, he
seems like a nice guy.
He's very remorseful about it. He's very remorseful.
Thank you.
Sorry,
Ramona.
What did I just walk into?
Thank you, Ramona. Help out here.
Team trying to win the World Series.
Standing strong.
No.
Why not?
You have to stand for something, Travis.
Winning. I want to stand for winning.
You have to stand for this. You are my baseball gods person.
Yes.
Like, you believe in the church of baseball.
We've decided we're handing out little pieces of Topps bubble gum for communion. That's how we're celebrating in my church.
Yeah, but he's Ramona, going the other way.
In baseball,
he's
we don't have way. Cheaters on the team. Like, you
see, I want Bogaerts. I want Xander Bogaerts. That's the guy I want to shortstop.
Okay, I'm not saying.
I think what you're saying is those options are not available, and Correa's
What I'm trying to get to is a place where I can root for my team, be happy for their successes if he's on the team. And I'm trying to find a path to that because I think that it's possible that he could come.
I'm going to wait. I'm not going to find a path back to it until it actually happens. Then I'm going to find a way to rationalize it all in my head.
That's where I am right now.
Travis, okay, if there is true atonement, like Yom Kippur style, I'm not going to eat all day, okay? Like a true atonement, maybe this discussion
is
valid.
That's the Taylor plan, right? This has been something that has eaten me up And I think the way that I can atone is by helping you win the World Series that I took away from you.
There is zero chance you would ever say that.
And I don't think he has that in him.
No, he doesn't believe it.
What Taylor said, I don't think he... I mean, he has done nothing but be dismissive of everything that happened in 2017.
What happened to the belief in humanity that people can change?
Lake Show.
You know what makes him change? This is the only contract offer he has. Which is not going to be the case. He's
Lake Show Boss options. On Twitter yep. says Correa to the Dodgers via Venice Mace per sources.
Yeah, Mace had
Do
a dream.
Not say
that. I would probably not trust
no,
that one.
No, I had a dream last night, Mo. I just said this. I had a dream, and Carlos Correa was in the dream, and we were having
They're
a conversation.
Having a full conversation.
You
for real had a dream about Carlos Correa?
To my grave, I would take that. I absolutely did.
I believe it.
Absolutely, and we had a conversation, and he told me he was leaning Dodgers.
All right, so what...
he was asking me, like, what part of town he should live in.
Man.
He's looking for real estate
Yeah,
advice.
He was like, what part of town should I live in? I said, well,
Base Coastside is lease.
I told him downtown, because it's easy.
Close to the ballpark.
It's a perfect spot.
I'd probably go, like, Pasadena.
Would you? Pasadena's also
a
good spot.
Yeah,
a lot of
Dodgers
town. There.
All right, so this is your Correa dream. I don't know if you remember. I had a dream a year or so ago.
Okay.
I remember talking about it.
I'm trying to remember.
Where Amanda just came in one day and told me, you have a new co-host, Markeith Morris, and you were doing the show.
Markeith Morris, I remember this.
I've never
out of all
spoken
players.
To Markeith Morris. Yeah. I was not watching the NBA the night before.
Wow.
Where
Wait, was it Markeith or Marcus?
I think it was Markeith. I honestly don't. It was
makes a difference.
One of the
Marcus
Morris
is
twins.
The Clipper.
It was not the Clipper. It was the other one.
The one who was on the 2020 championship.
Yes.
Right.
And so that, I mean, maybe our...
Maybe there's something to...
He's not sitting in the room here co-hosting the show.
It's just
but,
so random because I wasn't... When I went to sleep, I wasn't thinking about baseball. I was not focused on baseball. And then next thing you know, knock, knock, knock. Hey, it's Carlos Correa. How you doing?
So, Ramona, let's say they do it. And he's on the team and he's your shortstop and he's batting second or third in your lineup. Now what?
I just think it's bad karma.
Yeah,
just,
but what happens if it happens?
People will get on board because people do.
Will you?
They'll get
no,
on board
I'll never
if he's
feel
delivering.
Quite the right way. Listen, I am convinced that I lose fantasy baseball championships because I draft guys or sometimes I'll take
that
somebody
like.
With with questionable moral issues. Like the year that I broke the bank to get Trevor Bauer on my team, we lost.
Right.
Marcell Ozuna, we were like, "Oh, let's get Ozuna." Nope.
So you
I think that karma matters. Our baseball team, that was the worst team we had had. All those guys.
So Bogarts is the number one choice, right? Bogarts is the number one choice. I want Bogarts. Bogarts is the guy I want. What are you nodding?
He wants Correa.
Carlos Correa is a better player than Bogarts.
He wants Correa. He's done with.
I don't know that Carlos is better. Was he great in Minnesota last year?
He was pretty good.
He was okay.
No, it was better than okay.
No, he was kind of 20-20.
It was pretty good.
Started slow, kind of got it going, was hurt a lot.
He'll be good. He'll be good.
Baseball reference
He's got the bats
war,
around
I'm going
him.
By memory here a little bit. I want to say it was virtually identical to Trey Turner's.
No way.
Double check it.
I had him on my fantasy team, and I know he was not great.
Double check it. I think that the baseball reference war, Mace, look it up for me, between Turner and Correa. This could
no
blow up in my
true.
Face. I think
Trey
it was
Trey Turner has got to have like the highest war in baseball.
That's what I thought, too.
Wait a minute. Correa had 22 homers and 64 RBIs.
Okay.
How many games did he play? Not that he was out a lot.
I played 136 games.
Yeah, so he missed 30-something games.
Yeah.
And he
batted .291, 22 homers, and 64 RBIs.
Yeah, so
that's
not
slow. Like an elite season?
That season, maybe not, but I'm telling you, that guy is a great player. Not a good player. He's a great player. And I think the further you get away from the disaster that was in Houston, the more it's in the rearview mirror, maybe not here in L.A. in the short term. Telling you, he's the best option on the board to me.
I will, whether this matters or it doesn't.
Yep.
Went to a Dodgers-Twins game during the season.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me I had a dream.
Went to the Dodgers-Twins game during the season. And there was a moment in the game, I don't know, fifth, sixth inning, and I went and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take a lap around Dodger Stadium. And by the time I got to where I'm behind home plate, or it's probably like down the first base side, Correa comes to the plate. You would have thought, he was with the Astros,
yep.
And it was game 6 of the World Series, and Correa was coming to bat. No, this was a game, a meaningless game in August when the Dodgers already had a 25-game lead in the division.
Right, right.
They felt a certain way, and it wasn't, hey, there's a fan over there that's upset, and there's a fan over there that's upset.
Whole building.
The entire place made it sound. Taylor went to a game, Twins, Padres in San Diego, yep. And he said Padre fans were, what connection do the Padre
guys,
fans
people
with them?
Don't like dishonesty. People don't like cheating.
Right up until they're on your team.
There's an ethical issue here.
Mace, I don't agree. I don't
it's just karma. Feel that I will have a hard
Ramona
time
is right
over
about
if
karma.
It happens.
Barry Bonds was universally loved in San Francisco. Universally
disliked
loved.
Disliked everyone.
Disliked
still,
everyone.
By the way, Hall of Fame voting over the weekend?
Of course.
Disliked.
Of course he was. But yeah. My point is that when he's wearing your uniform, regardless of all of the terrible things that they may or may not have done, people get on board fast. I'm just kind of cutting out
you
the middleman.
You have to say
here.
The right things, though. Like, if there's true atonement, true acknowledgement, I think people will come around.
Okay, but
I don't believe
he
that he's capable of that.
Let's say he doesn't. Let's say he is incapable of doing it, right?
Yep.
But let's say he comes in.
And he goes and balls
and
out.
He's just really damn good. And he's batting third in your lineup and knocking guys in. He's playing really good shortstop. And yeah. Maybe when he comes in the dugout, no one gives him a high five and he just goes and sits by himself. But he's balling. People will come around.
I'm trying to think of who is still on the team from
Kershaw.
The
That's Justin, yeah. Turner.
Justin Turner.
Justin yeah. Turner if he comes back.
Yeah.
Kersh, who got directly
yeah.
screwed
Affected.
Over.
Absolutely.
By the
what if he blesses
really
it?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what if
Kershaw
says something?
What if Kershaw, look, I want to win the World Series, and if Carlos can help us do it, I'm on board. What if he says that?
But what if it's, I want to win the World Series at any price except
then he
having
won't be,
Carlos
then he
Correa
won't be
on this
here.
Team?
Then he won't be here.
Right.
Yeah, I really do think if that's what he said, they'd kill it on the spot.
Yeah.
I really hope you have another dream with him just to ask some follow-up questions.
Ask follow-up just to an entire interview.
I mean, Carlos I have Correa. Lots of dreams. I have lots of really weird
I have
dreams.
Super lucid dreams.
Me too.
Don't say anything because there are a couple of questions about dreams Ooh. On the Wheel of Questions
I like it.
Today.
And by the way, I have brought in your new look.
Oh, nice.
What do you got?
We decided that for the new year, I am going to dress like Steve Jobs, wear the same thing every single day to make it easy. Black
Don't
pants,
you already?
Black...
Feel how comfortable
look.
It feels.
Oh, that sounds
He's going to be the man
I
in black.
I do. Yeah, I wear a different hoodie every day.
So do I. Yeah. I know it's not a, I wear a little half zip or yep. a hoodie yep. and jeans
Doesn't that feel 90%
of the time.
That does feel comfortable.
It feels really soft.
Really nice.
And,
yeah. yeah, thank you
Are you
going to
get
so
super weird and only eat fruit?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to wear flip-flops all the time. He wore sandals all
deal?
The time. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sleep
on the
floor.
We're going to do a uniform for you?
Yeah, a uniform. Keep it simple. Now, as it is right now, Mike, uniform is so complicated because every single day I always
gotta match your hat to your hoodie.
Now today I almost did, I'll tell you this, today I almost didn't wear the matching hat hoodie because I was trying to think, all right, so I'm gonna own the USC thing,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough game. It was a rough night. I was disappointed all weekend long, all that stuff, but you know what, I am gonna wear my USC hoodie on Monday. Now Rams, and I said this yesterday sadly to Juan, this is the best loss we've had in a while.
Space. You know what I said to Slee?
It really was.
You know what I said to Slee? Yeah. It's the best game they played all year.
Oh, they were. Yeah. They looked really good.
It was
good.
The best game they played all year,
I thought
and
we
it
had
really
them.
Wasn't close.
Yeah, I thought we kind of had them
yeah.
yesterday.
It was,
I mean, it was just that last touchdown to Metcalf.
Yeah. Well, and they were in it. They had a spark. They had a little life. They
yes.
were able to
Bobby
move
Wagner's
the ball.
Bobby Wagner's yelling at guys
Bobby
on the sidelines.
Wagner was awesome.
Jalen Ramsey was
Jalen
just like
Ramsey.
On fire in that
they
game.
They played as well as a team can play, minus 13 starters.
Right, exactly.
That's about the best thing
yeah.
you can
yeah.
say. They competed. They had a chance to win. And I think I said this to you. I really thought there was a chance that they might not win a game the rest of the season. They're going to win a couple of games. Having seen the way that they looked yesterday,
so?
Yeah.
I think they can beat the
Broncos
for
is,
sure.
Oh, Broncos
I,
That's
Christmas
the most
Day, yeah.
winnable.
I think that they got a chance to beat Seattle up there. They've just played Seattle.
They got a chance to beat yeah. the Raiders on Thursday.
Raiders are playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, the Raiderness of it all could blow up in the Raiders'
Correct.
Face.
Correct.
But
I think they got a chance at one
Raider
more
Raider fans are like, oh, we're going
to
make the playoffs.
They play the
I
Niners
see,
anymore?
They're done
no,
with the Niners. They've got Packers on Monday Night Football. Seattle in Seattle,
Denver,
Broncos on Christmas Day,
Chargers
on Sunday night, and then the Raiders.
By the way, we've got three
national
televised games.
Four
I would
if
like,
they don't flex the Charger game.
I think the Rams should try to flex themselves.
Yeah,
could
seriously.
We please flex out of
Dear
this national
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
We respectfully request.
We'd like to flex.
They, when should, I'm have, done they should have a Sunday 7 a.m., just like yeah, the World right, Cup. Just right. do
it's
one
like
of those
me
games.
When I'm on air and I'm like, I just don't want anyone to notice me today. It's going to be a black turtleneck.
Yeah.
We're going black. I do not want to stand out
sure,
right now.
Sure.
I'll write it. I'll send Roger Goodell
yeah.
an email.
Dear Roger.
I'll do the 6 a.m.
No, thank you.
Why not?
Thanks, but no thanks.
You going to go on Thursday night?
That's what I want to know.
I can sell them for more than I bought them.
Okay.
But should I sell them knowing they're going to go to
Raider fans?
Raider fans.
Yeah.
Sell them.
You're that easy. Sell them. It's clear to you.
Listen, I no one should question your support for the Rams. You support the Rams.
Right.
They're 3-9. Sell them. Go enjoy your Thursday.
I'll be there.
Stay at home. Uber Eats. Do whatever you got to do.
I'll admit, kick back. I gave them away for yesterday.
Did you?
But yeah, it was a late decision.
Yeah, it was a late decision because Juan now has what I have this week. So.
You doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing fine.
All right.
It's just a cold.
Well, you missed the game of the year, Mace. A 4-point loss.
It was a great
to a mediocre team.
It was literally a moral loss.
I forgot. Did Al, should we tell him what we did this morning?
What?
I don't. You may not this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
Al and I potentially could be on the opening of Thursday Night Football on Amazon. They came in, NFL film, shot a little.
We have no idea what happened.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We had to sign a waiver before anything even happened.
So in the opening, when they're playing, they got really good music for the opening.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that would be
so
awesome.
So we'll see. I think it's like 60% we end up on the cutting room floor, but we got a shot at
least. You know, after the Lakers game yesterday, they showed one of those documentaries, and it was Kobe's last game.
Yeah.
And so I had it on for a second.
Your voice.
And Juan said to me, are you just watching this because your own voice is on it? I'm like, I can't believe my own voice made it onto there.
Yeah.
Kobe's final. This is Mamba Day. That's so funny. The game ended. Yeah. Post game had just ended. Yep. I finished post game. Games, the TV's still on. Yep. I heard Mace on there.
Yeah, I was so excited.
See, Ramona, you're on TV every day. Al and I, this is a special
big
moment.
Thing for you.
I hope you guys make it.
It's just another
Michaels,
Tuesday for
Kirk
Ramona.
Street. Kaylee Hartung and Travis Lee.
There you
That's
go.
That's kind of how I want to see Thursday Night Football presented. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for Ireland. We'll see you tomorrow.